I'm speaking to Irma Newhart in Lahaska.
Holly Kong,
excuse me. On Wednesday, July 26th. Irma, you are a New Hope native from way back. You were born where?
In the bank building.
Can you get a little closer?
Yeah. In the bank building.
On
Main? A bridge, Main and Corner of Main and Bridge Street.
And what was it at that time? It wasn't a bank, was it?
I think so, but also the library was here. The first library was there. And there was a public health thing where you went to weigh babies and things.
And that was on the first floor?
Yeah, but I was born on the third floor. There were apartments.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really remember about the bank. I'm pretty sure it was, though. It was called the bank mm-hmm. building, so I guess mm-hmm. it was probably.
And when was this, if you don't mind?
No, 1918.
And what were some of your earliest childhood memories? Just anything that comes into your mind, what the shops were like, where you got food, transportation.
Transportation wasn't much, I don't think. There were trolleys. I can remember the trolleys, because I did ride on the trolleys from New Hope down to Morrisville, I think.
And what road did they go on?
On River Road.
On River Road.
Yeah, and that would have been the main street in New Hope. Had the tracks are covered over now with asphalt, mm-hmm. but the tracks were there for quite a while. Other than that, there was a bus to Doylestown sometimes, I think. And there were buses to, no, maybe not then, buses to Trenton. I don't remember, but as far as food was concerned, let's see, we had an A&P on the corner of Bennyside and Stores now. Because I remember Shorty Musselman, who died just a short time ago, was manager of that. And there was an American store, too, about where, in the middle of the block there. I'm just trying to think. I can't remember the locations because New Hope, the stores have changed so much. Mm-hmm. It would be about where the Redding's, where the, not Redding, Golden Pump, is that still the Golden Pump? Little restaurant there on the main drag? I don't know.
I don't know either.
I forgot. No, well, I avoid New Hope at this point in life. So once a week for the hairdresser and that's it.
What was the fare on this trolley car, do you remember?
No idea.
It couldn't have been very much.
No, probably a nickel.
Mm-hmm. Like were there overhead wires like there were
yes.
in Philadelphia?
There were. Mm-hmm. Yes, there were, I'm mm-hmm. pretty sure.
And how about getting across, wasn't there some kind of public
yes,
transportation
I think
across
well,
the bridge?
I think the trolley car went across the river, too.
Into Lambertville.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure mm-hmm. it did.
And then went down to where did you say?
I think Morrisville, you are mm-hmm. somewhere down the way. I just remember riding on it once, so it must have been a long time ago.
Mm-hmm. And they were closed trolleys, not the open ones.
No, they were closed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. My brother would probably remember better about that. Mm-hmm. He's much better memory than I have. But I do remember there was an ice cream store, Stinsman's, that was about up North Main Street, not too far above where Spies is. And Stinsman's, but Mr. Bodai had it too for a while. I remember going there and they had a little table and chairs for us youngsters. You know, while your parents sat at a big table like that, mm-hmm. and we sat at little ones. I do remember that.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, let's go on to your school days. Where did you go to school?
On the hill.
Mm-hmm.
Schoolhouse Hill, we call it.
And that was first grade that you started in.
Yeah.
There was no kindergarten.
No, not in those days.
Mm-hmm.
Edith Higgins was our first grade teacher. And Mrs. Saylor was our second grade teacher. Becky Bailey came along to school, moved to our area when we were in second grade. I remember that. And third grade was Miss Wismer then she became Mrs. Bergstrom. I still run into her once in a while. At a friend's or someplace in Boston. And Helen Dean and Helen Lohman was our fifth grade teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Sixth grade, I guess Mrs. Flack and Miss McDonald, both of them gone. And then we must have moved into New Hope the high school must have been built then. It was built in 1932, I think, because we were maybe the first eighth grade class to graduate from that, from the new building,
mm-hmm.
from the high school on out on Bridge Street.
Now you say this school was up on the hill when you
said... Well, where Albert's restaurant was and where I guess Pam's owns it now, up on the Schoolhouse Hill. It's at Mechanic Street and up
mm-hmm.
on top.
Mm-hmm. And is it still there, the building?
The building is still there. Pam owns it, but Albert had a restaurant up there for a long time.
Mm-hmm. What did it look like when you went there? Was it, were there more than one room in it?
Yeah, there were two floors, as I remember. Mm-hmm. Outside toilets, I'll tell you that. I remember that very well. Lots of trees around. There was a bell. Mm-hmm. Because the rope hung in the first grade room, and everybody, you know, scrambled to be the one to pull the bell. I do remember that. Mm-hmm. Let's see what else. Well, we were there, I guess, through sixth grade. Whether there were two rooms on the same level, that's possible. Or whether there was a lower level, I sort of forget.
And how many children were in your first class?
Approximately.
You don't remember. But they certainly weren't 25 or 26 or...
Oh, I think so.
There were that many.
I think so, mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I remember we used to... Our teachers always went out and played with us out in the playground. Now they have AIDS, but you know, the teachers were, you know, played things like Flying Dutchman.
What in the world is Flying Dutchman? That's one game I don't know.
I'm trying to think. Two people go around, and I don't know. I can't remember. I just remember
the name of it.
If I were out doing it, I think I could probably do it, but I can't think.
Was it a circle game?
Yes, a lot of games at that and 3D. Flying Dutchman and 3D.
Three deep,
you run and, you know, the last person has to run in and chase. Always running and chasing games. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's pretty much.
Well, there was no equipment on the playground.
No.
Such, was there?
No, we didn't have any equipment. In fact, we didn't have them. We had music for a short time. Mrs. Schock was a local piano teacher, and she taught music, and then the Depression came, and that went, too. Mm-hmm. It was always only part-time. Even in high school, we didn't have a music group. Mm-hmm. Except what the teachers themselves did.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you, because I remember in my school...
We didn't have phys ed, we didn't have music, we didn't have art. Mm-hmm. Only what the other teachers did. Mm-hmm. And most of them, you know, had enough conscience to try and expand their horizons.
Yes, yes. Now, can you remember anything about the curriculum, how different it was from what we have these days? You didn't have workbooks, as I remember, when I was in school.
No, I don't think so. I think we did a lot of writing. We did a lot of copying, I guess. We didn't even have ditto machines.
Oh, heavens no.
When I was... No, we did a lot of writing. I think perhaps our penmanship was better, although I don't know. Mm-hmm. It was, I do believe, though, that penmanship does improve with doing the writing. I remember I taught in a two-room school, and everything was on the boards for the kids, and I thought that they got a lot more from it. You got not only with your own class, but what the others got, too. I think it's too easy now with the kind of exams they have, the yes or no business. I really, the objective tests are a lot more fun to take, but they don't really make you think that much.
Well, I was trying to think back because you and I are pretty much the same age.
I think so.
Very much so. And I can't remember being taught how to read.
No, well, I knew how to read when I went to school. Mm-hmm. I used to read newspapers before I went to school, so I was always...
But I don't remember... all the extra stuff that the kids have now with the charts and things like that.
No, we didn't have that either. I don't think. We had readers, but...
But we all read together, it seems to me.
Yeah, there were no groups. Mm-hmm. And then some were always coming along behind and needing help, but, you know. Mm-hmm. But I wasn't too conscious of that. You'd be conscious of the real dum-dums in your class.
Yes.
I think there were a lot of learning disabilities that weren't recognized.
Oh, absolutely. They were just supposed to be slow in those days. Yeah. But I can remember... for instance, in music, the child who could carry a tune sat in the back of the room.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
And then the ones who, everybody else.
Yes, and then the ones who could sing, who could not carry a tune, sat up in the front.
Well,
there were gradations.
That makes more sense, because then it would hear it from behind. Mm-hmm.
But you say you only had music for a short while.
We didn't have it long in the school. Maybe through the grade, but only at that school up there on the hill, the old grade school. Was the only place because Mrs. Schock did. She came once. We had music memory contests, though. We got pins. There was a whole national thing called musical memory, and you had to memorize these selections, and they were played for you. It was like a little test, and you got a little pin. I remember that. Mm-hmm. So she at least did that much, you know.
Well, now, was there a piano in your
room? Yeah, we had pianos. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had piano. We had assemblies. They throw open the doors. No, not up there. There were no doors there. I was going back up to the high school, I guess, when we used to do that. But we did have assemblies, I remember that. We'd get together. We had special programs. One time Harry Frank came. And he, of course, was a great traveler, a writer about his travel. And he came in Scottish kilts. And he was a very hearty, ruddy-faced man. And I remember that. And I also remember we had an Indian chief come one time. They used to have these traveling things that came to our school. Mm-hmm. A real Indian, you know, with a whole...
With the feathers and
the paraphernalia, the whole thing. Mm-hmm. So I guess we were enriched in our own way. And maybe because it didn't happen as often, we appreciated more, I think.
And I think things were scaled down more to a child's level.
I think so, too.
We weren't as sophisticated, which I think was very nice.
Yeah.
We enjoyed things that were simpler.
Once in a while, somebody would come from another school district who would be quite sophisticated. It was fun to watch.
You mean a child?
Yeah, a child would be transferred in who had come from a much more sophisticated environment.
Because all the children here in those days were pretty much...
Town people. And it wasn't until we got to high school that we got integrated with the country people on the, surrounding us.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's right. All these children would be from New Hope proper because we certainly walked to school.
Yeah, because we had little one-room schools, around in the county.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that was, but then in high school, we all kind of got to know our neighbors from the outside. Mm-hmm.
And, of course, there was no transportation for school.
No.
Did you bring your lunch?
No, we walked. I remember walking that, even at noon we went home. I guess we had an hour for lunch, but we walked. And that was quite a haul for me, up Ferry Street and across Dock Avenue Bridge and then up the hill. But on rainy days, we had what we called straight session, and that was fun. We'd go straight through till 1 o'clock and then get dismissed when it was really raining, pouring down. But no, we'd take our lunch. Mm-hmm. I don't think so.
And did they have such a thing as snow days?
I don't think so. I think we went in the worst weather. I don't know why they stopped when it was just raining. Because I don't remember ever having school called off when it snowed. Well, when we could all walk to school, that was the thing.
Well, I was wondering about the teachers. Were they pretty much local, too?
Yes. No, they were pretty much local. Mm-hmm. Miss McDonald lived, out on the outskirts of town. And Mrs. Saylor, second grade teacher, lived at the Logan Inn. I remember that. She had a little apartment at the Logan Inn in those days. And the others, Miss Lohman, who was Mrs. Dean, she boarded in town, I guess. Mm-hmm. Most of them did that. And then she married Deanie, which he kept on teaching for quite a while. And the teacher used to board at Clara Clark's, which is where the Japan artisans shop is now. Clara Clark and the Warfords owned that building. And the teachers used to always board at Clara's. I know we had our Girl Scout meetings there, too, because Miss Rule in high school and Miss Mitten, Mrs. Fox later on, were our sponsors for Scouts, and we always met in Clara Clark's living room.
Did you have any such things as class trips?
No, just to Washington when we were seniors. That's all I can remember.
But the elementary school children?
No, I don't think we ever did. Well, not that many people had cars, to tell you the truth. That's we didn't true. Have a car until I didn't see the ocean until I was about 12 years old because somebody else took us because we didn't have a car.
Mm-hmm. Was there a principal of the school, or did one of the teachers take
responsibility? No, we had a principal. I guess in those days, in the illness of Uncle Warren, Warren Smith was the principal. He was my uncle, my mother's brother, and he was the principal of schools quite a while. Then when he left, Mr. Gottlieb came. So I think that was when we had moved to the new high school.
Mm-hmm. Well, when did the elementary school change from being up on the hill to the location where it is now?
Okay, I remember now. There was another building. It's not there anymore. Down by the playhouse, there was there were classes. Because my daughter went there. Mrs. Bartleman was the teacher, and Ann Schimmerhorn. Ann Federer taught there. So there was another building down there in New Hope. And I don't remember how many rooms were in it. And then the Solbury School developed their own. I really can't, I'm not too clear on that. When it happened that we didn't use the schoolhouse on the hill anymore. But the interesting thing about it was that famous Joseph Pickett's painting hung in our classroom.
Oh, yes.
The piece of the Manchester Valley or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And my uncle claims that it actually had been given to him. And he wouldn't mind having the money that I think the school board got paid for that painting, which now hangs, I think, in the Metropolitan.
In New York?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But we always thought that picture was in our classroom. We could always look at it, and recognize the trestle and all the things. We thought it was, and it was painted there, so I'm sure. Mm-hmm. So even though I don't want to call it Manchester Valley. My uncle is still living, who was principal there. He lives in Lansdowne. I haven't gotten to see him for a long time. I would like to see him.
How old would he be?
He's 87, I guess. Mm-hmm.
Now, do you have any idea what the training was for teachers?
Normal school, what they called normal school, which was 2 years, I think.
After high school.
Yeah, 2 years. And some of them, my mother taught, was nothing. Mm-hmm. My mother taught in the country schools around here with just a high school education.
Mm-hmm. And I know there was a normal school in Philadelphia because my father went to that.
Westchester was another one. Westchester was a normal school. Most of them were, I think, 2-year.
So when most women started to teach, they were, what, barely 20?
Yeah, sometimes not that old.
Not even that old. Mm-hmm. Must have been kind of difficult when they taught high school to be so close in age to the children they were teaching.
I don't know, because by the time I got to high school, our teachers were, had full training. Mm-hmm. I think all my teachers there had 4 years at least.
Mm-hmm. Now, in terms of books, papers, pencils, things like that, that was all provided by the school.
Right.
There was nothing that you had to bring with you?
I don't think so. Maybe I don't remember if we had to have notebook covers. I don't really remember if we even had to have those or not. Pencils were issued, once a month.
Mm-hmm.
I think pretty much as it is now. As far as that, and you got a new tablet a certain amount of time. And I know it was always fun to get the composition paper, the nice paper to write on. We had penmanship, that was an important subject.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We had that.
And you say that when you went out on the playground, there was no equipment. You just played games, but the teachers did.
They went out with us, and I did some, exercises kind of thing.
Did you go out twice a day, or?
Yes, I think we had morning and afternoon recess.
Mm-hmm. And how long was the day? Was it just about the same as it is now? Do you remember?
I think so. Mm-hmm. I think it was pretty much the same. Mm-hmm. I'm not really sure. Mm-hmm.
Now, do you remember any of the people that you went to school with, children that are now adults that are still around?
Yeah, well, Becky Bailey, mm-hmm. and Red Miller, Leon, still around, and let's see who else in our area. Must be some more. Marion Hall. She doesn't live in this area, but I see her once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
And we sort of keep in touch through reunions, although I don't go very often anymore. I go maybe once in 5 years. I'm just trying to think who else. Oh, yeah, Francis Curley. He was in Bud's class, my brother's class.
Mm-hmm.
Francis and the Flood Boys, John and James.
Mm-hmm.
We're in that era. Raymond Fast is not too far off, I think, unless he's moved to Florida, perhaps. I guess I don't keep up too well with town people. My interest is sort of elsewhere.
Well, you went into the school system yourself, but not the New Hope school system.
Right.
You went right to Centennial?
Mm-hmm.
Centennial.
I taught in South Jersey.
Before you went into Centennial.
Yeah, I taught 4 years in then.
And what is one of the biggest differences that you can see in children that you, as a child that you were, and children these days in their relationship to school and teachers and things like that?
Well, it's hard to say. For one thing, we didn't have the entertainment media. We had radio, mm-hmm. and that was it. In fact, I remember that when radio first came on. Before that, I think we all used our imaginations a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
You made up your own things, mm-hmm. much more creative. Now, it's sort of a blasé attitude, entertain me, even in the classroom.
Mm-hmm.
Kids are that way. You're on all the time. If you're not, there's something wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And I think teachers have done part of themselves by trying to be too much one of the kids, mm-hmm. in their dress and their attitude.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that the thing sort of sparks, and there you go.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We certainly have lost our respect. A lot of people still respect teachers, but many of them don't.
Mm-hmm. There seems to have been, I know when I was a child in school, there seems to have been a bigger gap between the child and the teacher. The teacher was someone who was elevated,
And you remember things. I remember things about teachers way back then, like certain dresses they wore,
mm-hmm.
and just how they deported themselves, more or less. Yeah, there's a difference. I don't know. A lot of things cause it. I think a lot of it is the media and the things that kids are exposed to.
It seems to me that there was a security in the days that we went to school because there was a certain routine
that
you followed, and you knew what was coming next and what was going to come the next month and things like that.
Most of the time, too, parents supported the teachers a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
If you got punished in school, or if your mother heard about it at home, you got punished again.
Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't ever happen anymore. Not very always does in some homes, but a lot of them are just up there to say, what did you do to my kid? That's the first reaction. Mm-hmm.
Did they have parent-teachers associations when you were?
We had a PTA. Mrs. Flood started that. Doc Flood's first wife, Rose, was very active, and we had a very active group in New Hope for quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that. I remember Mrs. Follansbee coming around and talking about peace, too, in the League of Women Voters way, way back. Mrs. Follansbee's still living, I guess, but she's...
I think so, yes.
Around, mm-hmm. She was very active in that. Mm-hmm. I still remember her coming to school and speaking to us.
Well, what did the PTA do?
Well,
did they raise money the way
I
they
think
did?
They must have, yes, mm-hmm. and they gave prizes sometimes mm-hmm. for different things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm sure they must have done it. Then later on, most people got away from the PTA because too much had to be sent to the national, and they began to form their own local groups
mm-hmm.
where the money stayed here.
But the parents never gave any criticism of the curriculum or...
No, not in a meeting. I don't think so. Mm-hmm. I never heard of it.
Mm-hmm.
Might have been a few people that did. There were a few vocal ones. There always are in every generation.
Yes, how true.
You know,
mm-hmm.
Sometimes the ones with the biggest family in New Hope were up there arguing with, at least when we were in high school. I remember that.
But by and large, it was the school system that set up the curriculum and
yes.
decided what the children would
have. I think so.
Now, you stayed in that school on the Hill until what grade? Until sixth or eighth?
Well, eighth grade, we graduated from... Eighth grade, we were then at, it was 32, let's see, 36, 40. I think we were the first eighth grade graduating class to come out of that new school.
Mm-hmm.
So we must have moved, after the end of seventh grade, we must have, that building must have been built.
And you moved over to the high school.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes. I graduated in 36 from high school.
Mm-hmm. Did you have an actual graduation ceremony?
Yeah, we had a big thing, sure. Girls wore white gowns. I think we were the first class for the girls to wear white and the boys to wear black. And we had 27 in our graduating mm-hmm. class, which was, you know, we had mm-hmm. pretty much stayed together
mm-hmm.
through the years. And the people, kids came in from the country, Lester Corsi and some of those.
Yeah, that's another thing that's interesting about the schools. You didn't have the mobile population that you have now. You started out with a class and you went through
much,
with most of the children all the way through.
Will Monahan, he's another one that's still around too. Mm-hmm. He was in my class. No, it was a pretty stable population, mm-hmm. really.
Which I think makes a difference in the whole mm-hmm. outlook of the school when you start with one group and you all go through together without all these changes mm-hmm. and having adjusted new children. And I imagine the teachers stayed pretty much. You didn't have a turnover
That's
of teachers.
Right. They did stay, pretty much. The teachers weren't allowed to be married in the first, when I first went to school. Married teachers were not hired. I remember that.
And if they married while they were teaching, did they have to leave?
Well, maybe. I think maybe they finished out that year. I'm not sure about that. I don't know. Somebody would know more about that than
mm-hmm.
I don't remember.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, the idea of a teacher...
Some people kept it secret that they were married and they could hang on to their job.
Mm-hmm. And the idea of a teacher coming in being pregnant,
that
was taboo.
Never,
mm-hmm.
never.
Mm-hmm. Can you think of anything else that you remember in your childhood that doesn't relate necessarily to teaching
mm-hmm.
or to school, but would just be of interest to people who would like to know what New Hope was like 30-some, 40-some years ago?
Well, it was fun seeing the canal boats go up and down with coal and whatever they brought back and forth. And, we went swimming in the river or the canal, sort of, almost drowned a couple times. And what else did we get? We tried to have athletic teams in high school. I remember playing hockey. And we had little meets with Silver School, with a private school. We played hockey. And we went to intramural meets, too. You know, with a very little training. I remember running in a relay race. And there were Bucks County things. And then there were contests, too, that were like in spelling and in declamation, and piano, and all these things. We had county meets like that.
What in the world is declamation?
Oratory.
Oh, yes. Speeches.
Poems, or poetry, you know, whatever.
Or poems, too.
Poems,
mm-hmm.
yes.
Mm-hmm.
Quite often it was poetry.
Mm-hmm.
And a chorus, the different schools competed in chorus, too. Mm-hmm. And they would be held in different big schools, like Quakertown, I think, and towns that had bigger high schools.
And by then there were more cars so that you could be driven to these places,
right.
But still no school buses, or did they start?
No, I don't remember. I don't really know when the school buses started because, of course, I was in New Hope. We must have had them, the country kids must have come in by bus,
mm-hmm.
but I don't know what year that would have been.
Mm-hmm.
They must have. Either that or they were responsible for their own transportation. I can't imagine it, but they may have been. People did a lot more walking in those days.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I mean, walking a couple of miles to school was nothing. Mm-hmm. Now, mm-hmm. You have to be within a mile, I guess, or be busted. Just right there. I can't think too much more about it. Seems so long ago.
Yes. Well, I keep thinking about the winter times and how the children are protected these days.
Mm.
Or even when it rains, they're told to come in. But it seems to me when we were children, half the fun was going out in the rain or going out in the snow.
Yeah, we did, pretty much. We wore strange, I remember wearing spats. You button with a buttonhook,
mm-hmm.
to keep warm in the winter. And galoshes, those awful things with the buckles.
With the great big buckles, yes.
Yeah, I remember trying, my brother's dressed with a long underwear that you try to get it left over and right. Stockings on, right?
So the bump didn't show. Yes, awesome. Yes.
But going up to Schoolhouse Hill was difficult sometimes. And so the janitor would get ashes from the furnace, I guess, and put them on the hill. And then we'd join hands and make a chain, and he'd pull us up the hill.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
Yeah, it was fun. It wasn't always easy to get up.
Well, how about getting down? That must have been...
Well, I don't remember. Well, that time maybe it had melted a little bit more than we managed, or we just slid down somehow. Mm-hmm. We used to go sledding on Ferry Street a lot in the winter time. We got going here, right down over the bridge and right on down almost to the river. It was dangerous, but people did it. I passed the load in.
When you mentioned a janitor, was he a full-time person at the school who took care of the furnace?
I don't think so. I don't think it was a full-time job.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to remember who it was. Jake Hall? Maybe. Jake Hall used to go around with a cart with vegetables, too. That was the thing that was different, too. Everybody came. The butcher came. Oh, was the butcher? Mr. Stoop was our butcher. And the ice man came. Everything like that was delivered.
Mm-hmm.
And the butter and egg man would come once a week from the country. Mr. Frederick would come around and sell eggs and things. That was part of it. Some things you didn't buy at the store. Then there was a Matthews that was on Bridge Street. Matthews store. We could go and get oysters and things. He had a seafood store.
Mm-hmm.
You could buy seafood. And sauerkraut. I remember bringing sauerkraut home in this little cartons and it leaking all the way. Oh, I know it was fun too. Down in really near where my brother's shop is, right in there. I guess the buildings are now gone. It's where the entrance to the little mall is. The mall is, and then there was a baker shop, Jagger's Baker Shop. But it was so much fun to go and get hot bread and get the sliced pimento cheese from the American Store River. And that would be lunch when we went home.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that.
But you say there was a grocery store in New
Hope. Oh, yeah.
Hope.
There was an A&P store, and there was an American store, what we now call Acme.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There were two stores. And there was a drugstore over where the ice cream place, Gerenzer's, is now. That was Mr. Baldwin's drugstore,
mm-hmm.
years ago. And then there was a lady named Mrs. Franks who used to have a store, too. And it seems to me that's what was Benny's first, and then became the A&P, and then became the A&P, and then came Benny's. But it was Mrs. Frank's store, and she had notions like thread needles and material and
mm-hmm.
stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Were there any such things as dress shops as we know them?
Not New Hope. We always went to Hoffman's in Naperville.
Oh my goodness, it's been there that long.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I remember making money from giving piano lessons and going over and buying clothes. In those days, it was, you wore hats and everything. It was like fancy dressing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But you could get a good hat for $5, and that was a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
In those days. I don't think there was any place in New Hope where you could buy anything like that. Not in the early days.
Mm-hmm.
But then when the houses began to be sold to shops, now there were, I guess, some that came and went.
So that when you were little, all the shops were pretty much important shops for the local people. It wasn't touristy.
No, not at all.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Not at all in those days. It didn't become touristy until the Playhouse opened. Before that, I don't think so, because, people kept looking for an artist colony, which there is none such thing, because
mm-hmm.
they're scattered from here to there. There's no one spot. So I think it was the Playhouse that opened up the town.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when people should have been a little bit more careful about how it was going to develop.
Yes.
But you don't think about those things.
No, and those things start, once they start, they mushroom.
Yeah, there's just no
mm-hmm.
use.
Mm-hmm.
New Hope can never go back. Mm-hmm. Although I was in a house down near the locks at Crawford Wurstel's house, and he told me the other day that he has a picture of that house. I said it must be one of the few houses in New Hope that looks like it did, in the beginning. He said, well, I have pictures from 1840. So the town, there are many buildings that are old, but they've all been, what do we want to say, prettied up, made cute.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's a cute town
yes.
for people that didn't know it in the old times.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
Then you walk to school, you walk mm-hmm. to the stores.
Yep.
You walk to church.
Sure, well, church is right up the street from us. It was close to our house. We were the library, and now that was our church, Presbyterian.
Oh, of course, that little church.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, was there a library in
the library
the
was in the bank.
Oh, you did say that in the bank.
I had one of the first library cards. I remember that. Mm-hmm. I started very early
mm-hmm.
reading. I had one of the early cards in there. And as I said, the Red Cross nurse was in there and did the measuring, weighing, measuring of babies and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
That was all in that building.
Mm-hmm.
That had once been a hotel, I guess, but that was before my mm-hmm. time in the beginning.
Well, the library had one librarian. Do you remember?
Yeah, people took, there were volunteers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And where did the books come from? Were they donated or?
I don't know. Were they purchased them? They must have purchased some. I can't even remember the names mm-hmm. of the books. But at the time that it was a pretty well-stocked library
mm-hmm.
for that day.
Mm-hmm.
I never thought about where the books came from. A lot of them were probably donated.
Most likely, yes.
Because there were people, wealthy people in the area, I think, that were interested
mm-hmm.
in doing things like that.
And this, the nurse who took care of the babies and measured and weighed them, how was she supported? Do you know? Was it part of the Red Cross?
It was the Red Cross, mm-hmm. yeah, even in those days.
Did you have to make an appointment, or was she
no, there? Well, she was there certain hours, I think.
Oh, I see.
They called them a public health nurse.
Oh, I remember that, surely.
They wore uniforms,
mm-hmm.
gray
mm-hmm.
uniform with white collars and cuffs.
Yeah.
And Mrs. Northington was the one I remembered, I guess, because she used to bring me, we were very poor, and she used to bring me clothes from the Solbury School. The girls wore them one season, you know, cashmere sweaters that I would never have worn otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
So she supplied, you know, she'd go through the things that they threw out, and,
yes.
you know, us
mm-hmm.
poor kids would get a few things.
Oh, and talking about the nurse, who were the doctors in New Hope mm-hmm. at that time? Do you remember?
Yeah, there was Dr. Leiby, not the president, not Ken Leiby. Another Dr. Leiby whose building is up where Dr. Schoenfeld was.
And this was no relation?
Yes, cousins.
Oh, they were cousins.
They were
mm-hmm.
cousins, yeah. Mm-hmm. Because after Dr. Leiby was killed, that Dr. Leiby was killed in an accident on, he was thrown in the canal and drowned. He had an automobile accident on the way to Washington's Crossing or down that area someplace. And so then his widow got Ken to come here, Ken Leiby, I think. And I don't remember whether he doctored in that building and then he got lucky, and the lady, one lady who he was attending, gave him that house. He sold it to him for a very, very small
mm-hmm.
sum of money. He, in that way, he was lucky. And let's see who else was here from the doctors. Dr. Hamilton, name before I remember, he used to doctor over here. And Dr. McGill, Jim McGill's father, was in the beginning a medical doctor and then became an eye doctor. So we had him sometimes,
mm-hmm.
you know, for emergencies
mm-hmm.
and things. Dr. Leiby was pretty much our family doctor. It was close for us because by that time we lived on Bridge Street. It was, you know, easier.
And you could call him in the middle of the night.
Yeah. After we left the bank building, that's what I was going to say, we moved back to what they now call Old Mill Road, which was called Race Street then because of the mill races for the mills. And so we lived back there. That Mr. Large, Roy Large, owned those houses, like cellar kitchen kind of houses.
Mm-hmm.
And then my father was able to buy this house where my brother lives now. It belonged to Slaughter's. And they'd had a store there years before, a store and a house. We found a lot of old coins and old newspapers when we moved in, but my father remodeled it pretty much by himself.
Mm-hmm.
I think he paid $8,000 for it. It took him a long time to pay for it, and it's worth, you know, a lot more than that
mm-hmm.
now. So then we lived there the rest of the time we were in New York,
mm-hmm.
on Bridge Street. No, Prairie Street.
Prairie Street. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my brother still lives in that house.
Oh, I think we've done pretty well.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I think it's
yes.